While a lot remains to be sorted out in Iraq, private companies hope the country soon will be open for business. Many company officials gathered here in Washington yesterday for a conference on Iraqi reconstruction organized by Equity International. Hundreds of attendees paid up to $495 each for a chance to listen, network, and find a way to get in on the action. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Equity International started planning this conference long before the first shots were fired. It works with companies seeking overseas contracts and had organized reconstruction conferences after the wars in the Balkans and Afghanistan. Its president, Bill Lurie, says this reconstruction effort will dwarf those.
At the very minimum, $9 billion will be spent on reconstruction, and up to $60 billion over a period of 5 years. If you compare this with Bosnia, the total amount that was ever projected for Bosnian reconstruction was $5 billion.
Interest was so overwhelming that 200 people who wanted to register ended up on a waiting list. Business people came from all over the world.
My name is Günay Köse. Our company is centered in Turkey.
Köse's company builds roads and dams and hopes to hook up with Bechtel, the San Francisco-based company that won the big U.S. government contract to oversee construction projects in Iraq.
It is going to be subcontracting.
So. Have you got any contacts or done any work with them before?
No, not at all. So it will be a little bit hard, but we are trying to meet the companies and get some contact information and learn the process.
While companies like Corsairs hope their location will give them an edge, others hope their experience doing business in Iraq will help. Imad Badran is general manager of Jordan Steel Company. Most of the steel it exports goes to Iraq.
We started exporting in 1997 after the Oil for Food program to Iraq. And the relationship we had was with the government and with the state-owned company for all building materials.
Now his company is looking for new relationships. Johannes Jilch faces a similar predicament. His company had long-standing ties to Iraq's Ministry of Health. Jilch came from Vienna, Austria, to attend the conference.
We decided to make a trip because, as our company, we are dealing in healthcare, providing complete hospitals. And we have a long tradition in Iraq. We are still optimistic to get into the country again.
But for Jilch and others, that may mean starting over. On the other hand, for American and other companies that have been kept out of Iraq for years, regime change means new opportunities. Jim Miller is president of a Seattle-based telecommunications consulting firm.
We've been looking at building fiber optic systems from Aqaba, Jordan to Beirut, and now that Iraq is open up, it makes another opportunity available to us.
Miller has a meeting with Bechtel later this week and believes his company's prospects are good. Not everybody at the conference is satisfied with a blueprint for Iraq's reconstruction. Aziz Kaderi is from Baghdad and represents Iraqi businesses.
What does it take to repair schools, hospitals, roads? I mean, this is nothing new to Iraqis. Why do you give it to huge companies? I think Bechtel should really subcontract 100% of this to Iraqis.
He says future reconstruction conferences should take place in Iraq. Equity International is planning to hold a second Iraqi reconstruction conference next month here in Washington. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.